It's the only radio show that has off-air conversations while they're actually on air.
Not enough whistling goes on in songs. You know what I mean? Oh, that's good.
I'm a good whistler.
You're a strong whistler.
I'm a strong whistler.
That's very strong.
I can do lots of different types of whistles.
Show me.
I can do this one.
Oh, yeah.
You know that one?
That's nice. What else? You're like the Liam Neeson
of whistlers.
Can I do the loud
one?
Whoa. Good morning, Sydney!
Hosted by the woman who's the Swiss Army knife of career prospects.
I am Shelley Craft McCamper.
And when did you finish your trade as a carpenter?
That is not
cabinet maker.
Necessary. I'm a self-ordained carpenter.
This is
the Ambrosiano Radio Show.
With Holly Green.
Good morning, my darlings, my lovers. Hello, Sydney. Oh, I've got new headphones.
Nah, you look fabulous,
and
buddy.
Everything sounds good. I realise I've had ones that have been drilling directly into my brain.
Yes, I've still got them. Yeah. I'm feeling pretty angry.
They're wide. I look amazing. It's a big show. It's a huge show. It's 6 o'clock and 23 seconds. It's Feb 16. It's my youngest daughter's 10th birthday.
Oh,
happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Odie.
She won't be listening.
No.
She'll be fast asleep. Yes. You know what? She's never heard the show. So
she's
that's
never
terrific.
Heard the show.
No,
well, she's a good daughter, isn't she? And the favourite. What'd the other one do?
Nah, she's my favourite. We'll talk to my other one later on. We've got $10,000 to hopefully give away. I'm feeling like today's the day.
Yeah.
So you guys listen out. We have your ultimate favourite, What's the Superior? It's going to be a big show. I never really know what to say, so let's just go to the first song.
Let's do that.
Because when we come back, oh, my God, what a shock. Ed Sheeran.
Oh,
we
I've
should
heard
play
of
him
this
more.
Guy. Yeah. He should get a run.
This is a very funny story. I have, admittedly, an extremely juvenile sense of humour.
Yes, you do.
It's super juvenile. It's like, imagine a 12-year-old.
Well, I'm very sophisticated.
Super highbrow, Mr. I poo and write it on my hand because I've eaten beetroot and might be red. Yeah,
that's the way that joke
So, an unusual... So, you know what? I do comedy. You know what? All right, Harley, when he eats beetroot, writes on his hand, remember the beetroot.
Remember the beetroot.
Because the next day when he does a red poo, he wants to make sure his anus is not hemorrhaging.
Yeah, I don't want to call my mum and go, I'm dying.
Yeah. Would that be your first call if your bumhole was bleeding?
Mum's always my first call.
Hang on, you're 37.
Yes.
You can't...
You'll meet my mum next week.
Yeah, but
You'll
if your bum's bleeding and your mum's up in Queensland, what's
you know
she
what?
Going to do?
I know we're getting off track here, but I'm not calling GPs. They're idiots.
Why would you call a professional?
No.
Oh, my God.
My mum has been a professional mum for 41 years now.
You're about to crap out your intestines,
yeah,
but
well,
fine,
she'll know
I'm calling mum.
She'll say, have a glass of water,
she'll
lie down,
the
and get back to me.
An unusual weather pattern
yes.
has emerged. So when, you know, when you can see what type of weather's coming, you look on the map and the map, there's, it's, you know, you can see and there's different colours for if there's heat or if there's rain and it makes shapes.
What shape?
Residents who live in Toowoomba have been, Toowoomba.
It's close to my own.
There was a storm seen advancing on Toowoomba from Armidale and it resembled...
What did it do?
Cock and balls.
Just cock and balls heading towards Toowoomba.
Yeah, Ben. Yeah.
Oh, I've seen it. That is funny. Like that. Honestly, I'm not even making this up. Those balls are nearly over the top of my brother's farm.
Perfect.
My brother's farm is getting teabagged at the moment.
Yes. Are we allowed to say that on air? We just did. It's amazing. You need to, we'll get Christian to put it up. But, oh, God, all I did was someone sent me in. One of our producers says, Em, there's been a penis weather. And he didn't even say weather.
Penis.
I said, yes, put it in the show. It is the greatest thing. And the best part
penis
is
weather.
A lot of people were getting involved. A lot of Toowoomba residents were noticing it was happening.
I bet they were. A lot of sticky rain.
Crazy storm on its way to Queensland. No. Looks like old Toowoomba is about to cop a flogging too. A guy named Bruce said, it's about to get a hammering. And then someone else said, I'm concerned about Dalby, which is in the firing range. And then the final, the good one goes to Jamie Spear. Channeling a weather reporter said, looks like strong penetration, rapidly moving and likely to produce extreme wet and windy conditions throughout the inner regions. Yes! Well done, Toowoomba.
Congratulations, everybody.
That's so great.
Yeah.
Well done. I'm so excited. Well done. You got a passive aggressive. You know what we love here?
Yeah.
When you work in an office, and anyone who works in an office will know, there's a thing that goes on, passive aggressive work notes.
Yes.
They're often in the toilet. You know, you often go, the toilet fairy wants you to flush and use the brush should you need
that.
To. And in the kitchen, the dishes won't put away themselves.
Yeah.
Just some passive aggressive person.
All of that. And listen, I'm newer to this company than you are.
Yeah.
And I have been riding my bike.
Yes.
To work. But I realised last week that my partner could go into labour any moment.
Yeah, you must
and it's
have
probably
the car.
Best that I'm not just going, all right, be home in a minute, just got to get on my push bike.
Because your bebé is due today.
Today is due date.
Yeah.
So it should be out in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I have been driving my car.
Yes.
And I have a car park pass, which is very nice.
Yes.
They provide a
car park.
And
they're hard to get in the city. You guys know if you work in the city and you get given a car park, and we even have to get it put in writing that we get a car park.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So I've been driving my car in.
Yeah.
And yesterday we went out, we had a little bonding
lunch. You and I had our weekly bonding lunch.
And went back to the cars.
Yes.
We've got very similar cars.
Nope. You know, I've got a nice car and you have a shit box.
I have an old Subaru Forester.
With a big dent in the back.
With a huge dent in the back that was not my fault.
And it's parked amongst, you know, a lot of people in radio have nice cars.
Flash cars.
You can pick your car.
Flash cars. Like, my car makes everyone nervous.
Yeah.
When they see my car parked beside it, they just assume it's hit it. Because it looks like it's hit something.
Well, it has.
Yeah. It's hit a lot of things. It's hit heaps of stuff.
I feel like you drive it with the attitude of get out of my way.
Yeah.
Whereas I drive mine with, oh my God, please don't come anywhere near me.
No, I just drive as like, I'm going in this line and if you're in it,
it's
you're
own
getting
fault.
Hit.
Yeah.
That's exactly how I drive.
Yeah.
So it says, to whom it may concern, this is a Southern Cross Austereo owned car spot and is assigned to a staff member. Like me. Can you please refrain? I hate that word, refrain.
Well, what she really wants to write is get effed.
Yeah. Can you please refrain from parking here moving forward as it causes major issues when the owner arrives?
Major issues?
Does it?
All right,
is it major issues? Because there's another car space right beside it.
Major.
Is it major issues?
Oh, God. So what kind of major issues is she talking?
Yeah, yeah.
We have to cut another lap because we know whose car park
it is. Yeah, we know whose car park
it is. And we don't like him.
And I'm parking in it again this morning because I get here first and I'll decide where I park.
Joining us now, you guys, oh my goodness, Sydney's about to get a massively camp, sparkly red treat. Kinky Boots, written by Cyndi Lauper, is going to be opening. We have the star here. He plays Lola, Mr. Callum Francis.
Yay! Welcome, Callum. You even brought some boots in for us to
the
put on.
Kinky boots.
The kinky boots. They're like right up to your thigh, area.
Just above your neck.
Right up. And I have done my best. I'm in a lot of pain, is what
Harley,
I'm saying.
You look like a woman who's had a hard night right now.
It looks like a disaster, doesn't it?
Yeah. It looks like someone rushed out of the one night stand too quickly with one boot on and the other one somewhere else.
Unlucky in love.
Ah.
And I need toe surgery. So, and you perform in these for
every night.
How long is the performance?
About just over 2 hours.
What a man.
I don't wear these heels all night. I wear different heels, but they're all 6 inches.
But it literally took me about 3 hours just to get it on this far, and you're doing changes during the show.
So many changes too.
I change every time I come off stage. Quick changes.
It's true.
You're like Em.
Yep.
Yeah,
she
I do
does that,
that too. I didn't have to.
I don't know if you can tell by my flannel, but I don't do that.
Callum, I saw the show, Kinky Boots. I'm just, everyone needs to go get some culture up them because it is just... I took my kids and we just walked away just feeling a little bit better about humanity. And I think at the moment we all need a little bit of joy.
I've always said that. I think at the minute people need kinky boots a little bit.
Yes.
Yeah. Just and it's that whole thing of during the war, not to get deep. During the war, back in the olden days, theatre was used as escapism.
Yeah.
And it completely is. And I think in this day and age you still need that.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Now sorry, Harley, I've cut you off.
No, that's fine.
I'm used to it.
You said that like you've done this before.
All the time.
Yeah, people comment on it and I don't care, I'm happy. I work less.
Harley's brain doesn't have any blood flow because it's all in his foot rammed in that boot.
Yeah, it really is. A lot of pain.
Callum, briefly explain Kinky Boots for those people who have no idea.
So it's about a shoe factory in Northampton, a clothing shoe factory in Northampton, and it's handed down to Charlie Price, who struggles and doesn't know what to do with it, and then he heads to London to ask a friend's advice and happens to meet Lola, who he thinks is being harassed, is a woman being harassed. It turns out it's a man in a dress.
Right.
And they make this unlikely friendship, and she gives him this idea about making boots for transvestites.
Mm-hmm.
and drag queens, and basically changes his life.
It does. And it is just, and your team of girls, your posse.
My angels.
Your angels. Every time you appear, these fabulous drag queens, can I call them drag queens?
Yeah, they're drag queens.
Drag queens come on stage, and oh my God, I don't even know how to, I just want everyone to see it. I love it so
much. It's like a return to Shakespeare. It's men performing as women.
Yeah.
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 Very old school theatre.
But they are pretty convincing as girls.
Right.
They're pretty damn convincing.
My husband was like, are they all men? I'm like, yep, because your dance captain does the splits. Like,
yes, Mitch.
Who?
Mitch Woodcock.
Mitch Woodcock. Well, he does not. Like a Woodcock. That is an inaccurate surname. Mitch Bendycock.
That is brilliant.
Mitch, I've got a tux sofa up my bottom. It may disappear. Wow. It's tight tux, sir.
It's tight. Everything we wear is tight.
I was asking you, you had some laryngitis and had some time off. How many times a week are you doing this show?
Eight times a week.
Yep.
And you're barely off stage.
No.
Like, I'm literally, and you're still loving it.
Yeah, completely. I'm off stage for maybe one. Well, I start the show 15 minutes in, I guess.
But
they set the story up and then I come in and like mess it up.
No, you set it on fire.
And then I'm not off, yeah.
Nah.
Even my interval. Do you know what's really funny? It's my first, this is gross, but my first toilet break that I technically can take. I mean, I can if I really need to go.
Yeah.
They're not that strict. But my first one is before a song called Hold Me In Your Heart, which is at the end of the
show.
Which
is epic. It's like I have nothing, Whitney Houston style.
Oh, it's Whitney moment.
Oh, it is, baby.
Live performing, though, you do lose the urge. Like, I have been nearly ready to crap myself walking on stage. And then you go on, you're like, nah, I'm fine.
No, sometimes during my shows, I have to go to the toilet.
Yeah, and you're in like
Lycra, neck to knee, unitards. Yeah, that's okay. That's fine.
Yeah, there's a lot of layers. If you need a wee quick,
do you just go in it like riders, like your husband does when he's riding around?
Well, that's what these boots are for.
Yeah, well, that could take a lot.
Right
Amazing.
A few litres in there. You could be a Clydesdale.
Callum, you are just, you're electric on stage. I tell you, the show, I was sitting there going, hurry up, la la, hurry up. And then you came on and you did not disappoint. No disrespect to your castmates, but it's all about you. It's on at the Capitol Theatre in Sydney. For more information and tickets, go to kinkybootsthemusical.com.au. It's won every Tony. Cindy Lauper was very heavily involved. Thank you for bringing this to us.
You're welcome.
Such
Thanks
a good
for having me. Oh,
and we've got the boots on now. You'll be able to look at the video online. Harley is
I just really need to sit down. I'm about to pass out.
We didn't think this through, though, with the mics, because we're all going to have back pain.
Like, I know. We're all like, we're bending
over. We're standing right
now. I'm very comfortable in it all. Thank you, Callum.
Thank you very much.
Hey, let's have a little bit of a fight. Let's do this.
What's the superior thing we're talking about now?
With thanks to SodaStream, you can enjoy fresh sparkling water at your fingertips.
Yeah.
Okay, jingle's over.
SodaStream.
Our life's a jingle.
Oh, even our boss is onto it. He sent me an idea for a jingle against you last night.
Oh, really?
The whole show's sending into jingles.
How dare you?
After he yelled at us yesterday for too many jingles.
Too many jingles.
And last night I got a jingle email.
He's on the jingle parade.
They're a crack at us for having too much fun on it.
I'm going to have a jingle.
I want a jingle for the jingle.
Yeah, I want to introduce the jingles with a jingle.
Heading 1060 Sydney. Today we are doing what's a superior thing to have on your toast.
Yeah, and I don't reckon we're going to fight on this.
Nah.
I think we're going to be
You and I are actually very similar, even though we joke flannel and sequins.
Oh, yeah.
Fundamentally.
I've got sequins.
Yeah. What's a superior thing to put on toast? Sydney, let's do it. Straight off the bat, let's say it together.
Vegemite.
100%.
100%. And I know we could slightly argue on, because I will take any yeasty black paste. I like them all.
Okay.
Same. Like, I like them all. Marmite, Promite. There's one that's gluten-free.
Nah.
What's it called? Veggie paste or something.
Vegemite or nothing.
I'll have them all.
No.
I don't care.
No yeasty paste.
Bonox.
No.
That's not a paste. That's just a powder.
I used to have that in when I was pregnant. I craved Bonox in hot water. I used to sip it like soup.
I used to work in an RSL, and the oldies would walk in and go, "Just a cup of Bonox, folks." And you get out this tin from 1942.
Oh my God, I love it. We do have a SodaStream to give away, by the way, to our best caller this morning. But for me, with the Vegemite, it's got to be brown. So you got to get a nice porous piece of bread, like a thick stone sour. sourdough with seeds, right?
And you toast it. You need a chainsaw to cut.
Yeah. But you got to toast it hard. Like, you got to toast it to the point it's nearly burnt because you want that butter to moisturize and to lubricate the top.
Yeah.
Suck the butter in, but not too much. You leave enough butter to mix with the Vegemite so that the consistency is a light brown. Don't be a sadomasochist and have too much Vegemite.
It's not Nutella.
No.
It's a flavoring.
And then that is how you eat it. And it is a smattering of Vegemite. A smattering.
Just light touches.
And then you bite into it and the butter drips down your chin and you get the nice top notes of salt. And oh my Christ. That is the ultimate breakfast.
Hey, Vegemite, if you're not listening to this, you should tune in.
Hey, don't worry. They sent me a jar with my name on it.
Oh.
Yeah, fantastic.
Don't care about me.
My name's first. the phones are lighting up.
They really are.
Gary and Ingleburn, straight off the bat, what's the superior toast topping?
You got to have butter and Vegemite on a golden piece of toast.
There you go.
Yeah, you're on board with us, mate.
I reckon everyone's going to say the same thing. In fact, anyone who doesn't, get out.
No, keep calling.
I'm interested
to hear things.
There's other things.
I reckon the penis butter will make an appearance.
What'd you say? Did you say penis butter?
You did.
Why did you say that?
That's what we call it. What are you talking about?
No wonder you took Vegemite.
In my house, we call it vaginamite and penis butter because we're... And I just, in a monologue, just became out of monologue. Because I said it, and you're looking at me like, what did you just say?
I
just said peanut butter. Why are you looking at me like that?
I did.
I said, shit. Oh, sometimes I forget that I am on air.
No, that's a bad thing.
We'll take your calls next. I can't remember the last time we got so many calls.
So many. They haven't stopped. They're still coming.
Yeah. What's the superior thing to have on your toast? Yes. What's the superior toast topping, toast spread, toast situation?
Vegemite.
Vegemite.
Yeah.
We agreed on that. Yeah. Although we will admit to a subcategory of if the veg is out, we'll go a Meredith's goat cheese.
Oh, I love a Meredith's goat
and
cheese.
And I use that as butter.
Yeah.
As do you.
Yeah.
Actually, a Meredith's goat cheese with a Vegemite on top and butter,
mate,
triple layer. Because you need the butter to balance out the salt.
You know how I like my spicy?
Yes.
Oh, I love spicy. Yes. So Meredith goat cheese just with a smattering of Tabasco over the top.
Oh, yes.
It's like an afternoon toast.
Yeah. Oh, that is. It is your afternoon snack toast. Not your morning toast. You don't want to start the day.
No, you don't want to do that.
But we are asking, and there is a soda stream up for grabs. What's the superior thing to have on toast? Rachel and St. Leonard's, hello.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Rachel.
What do you like to have on your toast?
My favourite thing to have on toast is Nutella.
Oh, yeah. It is a bit like going to the candy store for breakfast.
I love the thing with Nutella, though, Rachel, is I feel like the bread gets in the way. I don't want bread with my Nutella.
You just need a spoon.
I just want a spoon in a jar.
Although, Rachel, I do like it on toast because it gets melty and then you got runny chocolate. It's like a hot chocolate on toast.
So to get the hit, you've got to literally put a meter on. It's like putting ice in white wine. Why would you do it?
Yeah.
Don't water it down.
Yeah, that's silly.
But I respect you. I respect that. But maybe balance out the sugar. Hello, Aaron in Ashfield.
Hey, how are you?
Good, mate, darling. Aaron. What's the superior thing to have on toast?
Well, you got to start with multi-grain bread,
a bit
of margarine, Vegemite, and then smashed banana on top.
What?
Aaron? Are you a serial killer?
Aaron, what's going on, champ?
Talk me through the taste.
Do you need a cuddle?
Talk to me about the taste that you're getting. Like, what are you feeling there?
Oh, you're getting the classic Vegemite with a bit of a banana taste, really.
Nah, it's not a classic, buddy.
So you got your salt. No, I'm vibing it. Like, okay. So maybe it's almost like a salted caramel situation. You know what I mean? I think we need to try it.
Before
we diss Azza.
I will do it.
Azza, are you smashing this out every morning, mate?
Oh, you betcha.
Every day?
Yeah.
Just a bit of salt and banana.
All right, mate. All right.
How did you decide on that combination? Yeah. That's what I want to know.
Yeah.
Just grew up on it, really, eh? From sort of North Queensland, so bananas are plentiful. And
righto. I'm back on your team now.
You're from
North Queensland.
I love you.
Nah, he's all right.
Another Azza in East Gosford.
Double arrow.
Hey, Aaron.
G'day, guys. How are you?
Lovely. Good, mate.
Very good, mate.
Yep.
Just wanted to try and up the ante on your Vegemite toast a little bit and put avocado and cheese on there as well.
Oh, yes. Oh, I'm big on that.
Okay.
Avocado.
But talk to me about the order, Aaron, from East Gosford.
Yep.
You talk to me about the order. Are we melting the cheese first as our lubricant?
Yeah, we're going to have a bit of cheese on there as a bit of lubricant, and then we're going to put some avo on top.
Yeah, but so Avo on top of cheese, Vegemite first, because you can't put Vegemite on top of avocado.
No, it slides around. You can't do that.
You need a firm base.
Vegemite first.
So
yeah.
Probably Vegemite first, melt cheese on top, then Avo.
Then Avo.
Okay, I'm appreciating it. I respect that. Oh my God, so many calls. Hey, Aaron from Ashfield. Azza?
Yep. Azza.
Mate, would you like a soda stream?
Oh, of course I would.
Yeah.
Good on you, mate. You can have it. Because I think that's hectic.
It's heckers.
Banana and Vegemite. But I'm genuinely going to go and try it. I don't even eat bread anymore.
No.
I'm getting back on the bread train.
Yeah, definitely.
Just to have some banana and Vegemite.
You enjoy your frothy water, Azza.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
Thanks, mate.
Good
you
on
too.
Your buddy.
It's also a very important day because it is my youngest daughter's birthday.
It is.
Happy 10th, Odie!
Happy double digits.
I know, it's such a big deal.
It is a huge deal.
Double digits. But as we have said many times before, she is my favourite child. My other child is on the line now. We're going to talk
she's
to her.
She's on hold
yeah,
right
she's on
now.
Hold.
I can hear that.
Oh, she'll know. She'll admit that. But you are going to be leaving soon because your partner's having a baby.
Yeah, and it's been a very hard thing to plan.
Yes.
And I feel bad about it because you're trying to find people.
I need a co-host.
We're trying to lock them in.
But we can't give them dates.
No.
But like, hey, you available around?
Around now?
Yeah. And so names are being thrown up, like Grant Denyer, Hugh Jackman, Joel Creasy.
All people very similar to me.
Yeah, big names. And then the other morning I walked out of the shower and I said to Scott, we're trying to find a co-host. And my husband goes, I'll do it. And
I go, great.
What?
Which I fully endorse.
Yeah,
I think
I'll
it's
do
awesome.
It. So then last night we're sitting at dinner and Chella. Hello, Chella.
Hi.
Hi, Chella.
Chella is my eldest daughter. She's 15 and 16 this year. And Chella was sitting there and Scott's like, I'm going to be on the radio. And then Chella, what did you say?
I said I would.
Yeah.
But why don't you see, you're a teenager that barely speaks. You grunt at me. Why do you think you can do 3 hours of radio, mate?
Well, I've actually hosted my own radio show before. In radio, tune in.
Oh, yes, very prestigious, Magella. I started out on Sin Radio.
Don't plug your
crap. Exactly. That's where all the best ones start.
That's right, Magella. You just talk to me. Don't worry about your mum.
Don't plug your crap community radio show on this one.
Excuse me, it's schools, youth. It's actually a very reputable radio show.
Shut up! As it if is. It is. You didn't know what to say. You interviewed me on your radio show, mate.
That's because you forced us. We had a very good interview lined up, and you just thought you'd come on instead because you were better.
I did. That is a lie. You are lying now. Don't you lie to mummy. So you reckon, so what are you going to
I believe you, Marcella.
What do you get? The other me problem too. Is the having Marcella on is no one can tell our voices apart. So it's just going to actually. It'll just sound like I'm doing a radio show with myself.
Yeah.
Suddenly, this is a great idea. But, Chella, what are you bringing to the table? What's the content? What are we going to talk about? Because all you do is watch your laptop in your room.
Well, I can't give that away. It's going to be the best radio show ever. People just have to tune in.
That is smart radio.
So you legitimately want to host the radio with me for 3 hours and give Sydney this?
Yep.
You think you're up to it?
Well, it's no worse than what we're
doing. Definitely.
All right. We're locking it in. We're totally locking it in.
Yes. Okay.
Stella.
All right, fine. You're going to do it, though. You can't sit and grunt and be a little dickhead.
Excuse me, we're on live radio. If you were good, you would know that you can't say that.
God, I love you, Chella.
All right, mate. All right, you're in. You're co-hosting. You're in. You're hired. I'm not paying you. They're not paying you a cent.
I'll pay
okay,
you,
great.
All right, Chella, you're on. You're on. God, what's going to happen? Bye, baby. Have a good day at school. Don't forget to say happy birthday to your sister. Don't forget to pack your lunches. And I'll pick you guys up at the end of the day at the usual spot.
Okay, thanks, mate.
Okay, love you, mate. Bye.
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 There you go. It's happening.
So she's on now.
She's going to be
That's how you get a gig on radio.
So Scott, my husband, and my daughter.
Yep.
Jeez.
So we started at Hugh Jackman and we finished with your family.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
13:10:60. Have you been eating the same lunch for a very long time? This is the M. Rossiano radio show with Harley Breen.
Oh, we have a 104.1
FM. I was so lost then. Like, am I speaking or not? There is a survey. I love surveys. I don't even care if they're made up. We were going to do the same joke. It's the worst of we are.
It's a bad joke.
It's a bad joke.
It's a dad joke. Let's do it. Let's finish it.
Yeah.
Do you know that 75% of statistics are made up?
Yay!
Dads love that. I love a dad joke.
Oh, I know.
You know, just near me, there's a road called Marriage Road, and I giggle every time I drive past it, imagining how many dads drive past Marriage Road and say to their kids, whoop, you don't want to go down there.
Yes! Love that. that. We should do a segment called Dad Jokes.
Yeah.
Someone write that down. One in six people have had the same lunch for at least 2 years.
I find this shocking.
I don't. I reckon just... people get into food routines.
But do you do that?
My kids have, and if we got them back on, would say that they've pretty much had the same lunch every day since
really?
They started
yeah, but
school.
That's different because you're making that. So yeah. That's about
no,
your
but they love
apathy
it.
And laziness.
Not at all.
To your kids' lunchbox.
No, they request it. It's right. Like they know that they'll have, because I pack really healthy lunches. So they'll have carrot sticks, some hummus,
yes.
Some rice wheels,
yeah.
2 pieces of fruit,
yeah.
And then a tuna wrap.
That's pretty much exactly what Leonard gets as well.
So they've had that every day since primary school.
I do sushi rolls. I do rice paper rolls and sandwiches.
Yeah.
I alternate between those three.
I've since found out my youngest has access to the school canteen for the first time.
Oh.
And she's been apparently been spending a lot of time in the canteen.
Has she?
Yes.
Buying treats.
Uh-huh. Well, that's what happens. If you don't let your kids have treats, they find a way to have it. Yeah. But I find that this is saying a poll of 2,000 people found that 58% said they'd eaten identical meals for their whole life.
Wow.
So since they were making their own lunches. And guess what tops the list? Ham sanger. Ham sandwich.
Ham sandwich.
A ham sandwich is the most common repeated lunch.
Yeah.
Followed by cheese and chicken sandwiches, baguettes and salad. All right, baguettes, calm down. Egg sandwiches, pasta and jacket potatoes. These are the things.
Who's taking a jacket potato to work?
Oh, well done on being prepared.
Yeah.
So we went on 131060. We do love to talk food on this show. Are you someone who's been eating the same lunch or breakfast, whatever, for many, many years?
I get the same breakfast. I understand that because your brain's not working yet. You just need to get some food into the belly.
Yeah.
You get up, you do
it. But lunch is pre-programmed.
Lunch is
That's something you're thinking about.
Yeah.
I'm interested. Oh, here we go. Annalisa Mount Annan, hello.
Hello, good morning. How are you?
Very good, Annalise.
Have you been eating the same lunch for many years?
Same lunch for 2 years straight.
Same lunch. And what are we talking here, Annalise? What do you got going on?
So it's vanilla yogurt.
Yeah.
With banana and kiwi.
That's it.
That's it.
That's it.
Every day.
Two years straight.
2 years.
Wow.
You don't ever hanker for something savoury?
No. It's nice and easy. Good for you.
Are you mixing it up at dinner time though?
Dinner time is different.
Yeah.
But even with dinner time, I have a rotation of 8 meals.
Yeah.
And I very rarely stray from those eight meals. I've just got my schnitzel and salad, got my pasta, got my grilled salmon, like I got my roast chicken. I got eight.
I like to think I'm a bit of a master chef.
I've got a steak.
So I mix it up a bit.
All right. Well, look, God, the lines are going.
Yeah, people like food.
Let's take some calls. 131060. Have you been having the same lunch for a very long time?
Yeah.
All the hot topics
what have
on
you
this
been
show.
Having?
Have you been eating the same lunch for a very long time?
Correct.
A survey has come out that says 1 in 6 people have had the same lunch every single day for at least 2 years.
Yeah.
I feel like that must be the working week, though, because I mix it up on the weekends.
Yeah, you mix it up. Sometimes I don't have lunch, though.
Sometimes breakfast is lunch.
Yeah, I have a late breakfast.
Yes.
And then I have dinner.
Yes.
And I'm done.
Yes. A lot of people are in a lunch routine, it would turn out.
Yes.
Hello, Kate.
Hello.
Your husband had the same lunch for how long?
I've known him for 5 years, and I'm sure it started long before I met him. He has two Devon sandwiches on every day.
Devon.
Two Devon sandwiches.
So every day for 5 years.
And she reckons longer. She's
with margarine on white bread every day.
Wow, that's unhealthy. Because Devon is what did you call Devon growing up?
I grew up in Victoria Straz.
I grew up in Queensland, so we called it bologna.
They call it Devon.
I'm from Adelaide and we call it Fritz.
Fritz.
Right. So it doesn't matter what you call it. What it's described as is odds and ends meat.
It's the best.
Beaks and buttholes is what you can take from that.
Hooves and
no
mouth.
Chicken, no chicken.
Emmanuel in Eastern Creek, hello.
How are you?
My darling, you've had the same lunch for how long? How long?
5 years.
5 years, the same. What lunch are we talking about here?
Ham and cheese sandwich.
Ham and cheese.
On what bread?
Just white bread.
Do you mix up the ham? We got the same type of ham?
Oh, it's sometimes salami, sometimes ham, but I can't believe it. I think I'm just too lazy to get another lunch.
Cut sick, mate.
And do you have anything else or just a sandwich?
Oh, just, drink and that's about it, I think.
Wow.
I've just got this picture of Emmanuel every morning just sadly on the production line, just making his Devon Sanger, just banging it in. This is my life. I want him to change it up. I feel like we need to help him change it up. Yeah. I would say he sounds depressed about his lunch.
Yeah.
And lunch should be something you look forward to,
you
Emmanuel.
Seem to be content.
Yeah, maybe. I felt really sad. I felt intensely sad.
5 years is a long time to eat the same thing.
I know.
You know what? Is it because he's... Can we get him back on?
Emmanuel,
you said 5 years, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, 5 years. Did you move out of home 5 years ago?
3 years ago, yeah.
Yeah. And you're just hanging on to that. That's what it was.
Sandwich mum, maybe. Yeah, that's cute.
Mum sandwich.
Hello, Wendy and Bandina.
Hello, you two beautiful people.
Oh, lucky.
G'day, Wendy.
Have you been eating the same lunch for a long time?
Not me. It's my husband. I've been making him plain old egg sandwiches every single day for probably over 5 years. But it's nice and simple. It's easy enough. But... I have to suffer the consequences in the night time. My goodness. You have to stand downwind.
But you've been doing this for 5 years.
I know.
Every night you're like, oh, that's a bit much.
I know. It's pretty bad.
I can just see Wendy sobbing as she boils the eggs and crushes them up, knowing what's coming.
But Wendy is the one in charge of fixing that problem. I don't know how I'm going to stop him farting. More egg.
Hello, Fiona and Terry Hills.
Hello, how are you beautiful people? I love you guys. I love your retro segments and your sparkles and your dad jokes. It's so good.
Good on you, Fee.
Are we paying these people? Hey, Fee, what have you been eating the same lunch for a long time?
Yeah, basically, this is definitely the second year and I love it. It's like roast vegetable sauce that I make on the weekends, and it's with my eggs in the morning and my salmon at lunch, and sometimes if I want brunch for dinner, then I do that as well. But I'm trying to change it up a bit because I feel like I need like just one day a week where I don't have the same thing. Yeah. So I try and just do 4 out of 5.
Baby steps, just baby steps. One day.
God, I think
that's right. I love my comfort food.
Yeah, right. We are creatures of habit. Yeah. I get it. And you don't want to. What do we got? Oh, let's give Fiona. Hello, Fiona.
Hello.
Yeah.
Would you like to go to Adele?
Yes! Oh, my God!
I forgot we even did that.
I know.
I was like, what are we giving away?
The final tickets just released for Adele Live at ANZ Stadium, March 10 and 11. New tickets and VIP packages on sale, livenation.com.au. We'd like to give you 2, Fiona!
Oh, my gosh, that would be amazing. Thank you so much.
Pack a lunch and enjoy it.
Lash out, try something new.
I'm taking my sauce.
Thanks, everyone. We just like to push stuff until we get in trouble.
Yeah. Yes.
Basically.
Yeah.
And we're
gonna we've lived our lives that way.
And I said to our boss, Jace, every time you yell at us about something, we're just going to say it on air.
More.
No, but we're also going to say it on air. So yesterday, Jace, our boss had a crack at us.
What did he say?
Too much fun.
Yes. That was it.
Stop.
Don't have fun.
No, it was shouting into the mic.
And we were shouting because why?
You're excited.
Because why?
Too much fun.
Exactly. So we had the fun police come
we
in.
We did.
Yeah. So now we're just going to do it. Oh, Sarah!
Good, Jace. Good on you, mate.
Yeah, we love Jace.
I'm sorry you have to deal with us.
He does.
Yeah, you know, good.
Now, you and I are bonded over our hatred of a lot of things.
Yes.
And nothing builds a stronger friendship than shared hatred of things.
And that's why when I was falling asleep and I was doing the wrong thing, looking at my phone as I'm falling asleep, you shouldn't do that. But I saw this article. I went, Em's going to like that.
Oh, because you know, oh my God, both of you and I, we hate everything and we care about everything at the same time.
Yep.
And it's exhausting.
Yep.
But this thing.
I emailed it to myself. I didn't want to run the risk of waking anybody else up. I just emailed it to myself.
And you came in today, which is rare for you to come in and have something.
It is rare, and especially to lead the meeting.
I
was straight off the bat. I said, I've got something, and everyone was like, holy crap.
I nearly fell over.
Put his pay up. No, they didn't say that.
Tell me.
So the headline is, Google got it wrong. The open office trend is destroying the workplace. Of course it is.
I hate open plan offices.
Open plan.
The person who came up with that needs just a swift punch in the voice box.
Now, there's going to be a small portion of people on their way to work right now that goes, I love going to open plan.
No,
I love it.
Not one person.
There'll be a small portion.
Nah.
You know those people that annoy everyone? There'll be those.
No. Nah.
That walk around and steal your pen and take your stapler.
That's me. Stapler.
Stapler. Yeah, it's like a stapler.
I hate open plan
But offices. It's just mine. It's a stapler.
Because you know what? You know, like, say it's Jan from Finance's birthday.
Jan.
And I don't like Jan from Finance.
Yeah.
She parks too close to my car.
Yeah.
But if I don't sing happy birthday to Jan from Finance, I'm the asshole.
Yeah.
I mean, it forces human interaction.
But it just feels like you never left school. It's just like a big, it's like grown-up school. Everyone's sitting at their desk. Mm. Everyone got to work. No.
And you know what else? I can't adjust my undies on my bra or fart without everyone knowing about it.
You can.
No, you can't. No.
Put your headphones on.
Like, sometimes, like, if you work in an open plan office, sometimes you're forced to sit. Your headphones aren't plugged in.
No.
You just got them on so no one talks to you. But that doesn't stop people. Oh, Tony will come over and go, hey, you want some of my birthday cake? No, I don't, Tony.
When you're walking along, and this is so different, but when you're walking along with your headphones on, you need to fart, do you take them off to hear it?
Never.
I do.
What?
Well, because you want to know what's happening around you.
You know what? This has nothing to do with it either. But you know what the good thing in my car is? When you reverse, the music goes off.
Does it?
Yes.
That's smart.
So you can concentrate.
Doesn't in my car. And sometimes I back into things. I mean, people run into me.
But yeah, open plan offices. And you know what else is bad about them? I have the attention span of, like I've said, a meerkat.
We just proved it in this talk break. I know, because you're like, something's happening. Something's happening.
Something's happening.
That's why we
are you
are
watching a dog video?
In like a dark bunker this show.
Oh, no, they built our offices and there is a big... Donald Trumped it. Yep. There's a big wall.
They're putting up a wall.
They know.
Yeah.
We said we need a wall or this show will never happen.
We won't write anything.
We don't already.
Yeah. I have an office at my house.
Truth be told,
I never really go in there.
We need a wall in here between us.
Yes.
And then
we'd focus. We'd stay on task. If we just had a wall in between it. Like a perfect match.
Oh, just remember like that a perfect show? Match. What happened to Dexter? What do they do with Dexter?
I think he's down in the mail room or something.
Do you think he's doing so? I always think about Dexter.
Yeah.
Greg Evans, he's doing the circuit now. He's doing well.
He's doing the talking circuit.
He does well, old Greggy.
What's he talking about?
I don't even know.
Where Dexter is.
I don't know. See why we shouldn't have an open plan of it. 131060, this makes me very happy. Do you force your partner to go to great lengths to get the perfect photo?
No.
I do.
We stage a photo though.
Oh, yeah, you do like to stage. No, but there is a whole account called Boyfriends of Instagram and it is
great.
And it is just shots of boyfriends taking shots of their girlfriends at like being forced to hang from trees and being relegated to like lay on the ground, get the perfect angle, climb upstairs. And it's just the things that the men and the women are forced to go through.
Yeah.
Lesbians are not exempt from this. I've seen ladies on this page also. I think gay men, especially all the gay men I know, carry around lighting with them. So
are you serious? Mm-hmm. Carry lighting just for a selfie?
Yep. Absolutely. I have two friends who carry lighting with them for photos.
By the way, it's only called a selfie if you take it yourself.
No. And the thing is, I know, I gave up doing this, but initially I would take a pity shot with my husband, Scott. I go, all right, you can get in it. But I was never going to use that photo.
Really?
Nah. That's just me pretending.
Oh, I love a shot with
Anna. And then, that's fine. But not when I'm trying to like show how amazing it is where I am or look at my outfit. So then Scott's like, it's like, hold it. And I'll make him hold it at a really high angle and tilt it.
You like a high angle.
Yeah. Take
which Christian Hull, our producer, does not get.
And
he's always going underneath.
Oh, God, yeah. I don't want chins. Everything looks better shot from above.
Does it?
With the lights coming right down. But I just, this is hilarious. And there's just shots of boyfriends. It's the equivalent of the husband chair at St. Myra David Jones.
Yes. This is the modern husband chair.
Yeah. So
I hate that chair because when you sit in it, other husbands sit in that chair and then they think they've got something in common with you and they want to have a chat. I'm like, no. This is the sitting and waiting chair.
No, it's the husband chair.
It's not
chair.
The sitting and meeting friends chair.
Let's be honest. It is. And you can all look at each other like victims of war.
Yeah.
Look, 131060, I would like to speak to people who, maybe it's you, it happens to you, but what lengths does your partner go to get the perfect photo? Or are you just are you a boyfriend or girlfriend of Instagram that's just had it?
Yeah.
You're just tired. Tired of being a official photographer.
Well, but you know, social occasions are being ruined because people are all going, I need a photo of that. I need a photo of that. No, the memory can just be in your head.
There is a certain thing where at some point, we do need to live our life, not document it.
Yeah.
I accept that, but I do need a hot photo fest.
This is going to be super wanky, but I went to the Venice Biennale.
I did too.
Oh, it's beautiful.
I went
this
year.
It's amazing.
Yeah, last year.
It's a biannual art
Biennale.
Fair in Venice. Mm-hmm. And I went there and I was amazed that everyone is just taking photos as they're going through the galleries. No, just look at it. Just
you have
look
switched
at
to 2GB. Holly Bream.
It's good
now,
though.
You can win joy you want. Yeah. We are in the times of good photos. And there's a whole Instagram account dedicated to these men who have to go above and beyond to get the good shot.
Brothers.
I feel like there's going to be a lot of calls on this. 131060, do you force your partner to go to great lengths to get the perfect shot? Or are you said partner who has...
Are you the person?
I would love to hear from people who
has there been dangerous moments?
Absolutely there has. We're talking Boyfriends of Instagram account.
Yep.
It is an account dedicated to the widowers of social media who are forced to walk around just taking pictures of their other half.
And not allowed to be in them.
No, and this also is relating to gay men and their boyfriends too. Like they are probably the worst perpetrators. Yes. I've seen this, and the problem is they're both fighting for the perfect shot. I've watched a good friend of mine and his boyfriend fight over whose turn it was to take the photo so they could get their photo.
Wow.
And then they sit there for half an hour trying to get the perfect filter, and then they like Photoshop it so they have no pores.
Jeez, imagine just going out and having a beer. Imagine doing that. Oh, just sitting down and having a beer and talking to your mate.
In my world, we don't do that. But there is this account and it's gorgeous. Someone's taking a photo of the boys taking a photo, and we wanted to know on 13 10 60, what lengths have you been forced to go to by your partner, or do you go to? Do you make your partner go to get the perfect shot? Hello, Chantel.
Hello, how you guys going?
Very good, mate.
Now, do you have a long-suffering partner that's forced to take extravagant photos?
I am the long-suffering partner. I think there should actually be an account called Wives of Instagram.
All right.
Wow. So you've got... So talk me through it.
Well, because my husband, he's an inspiring fitness model, and he's worked really hard to get the body that he has, but I miss out on a lot of my gym sessions because he wants it recorded for Instagram.
Oh, man.
So what kind of angles do you have to work? Like, what's the best way to show off muscles? Give us the tips.
Oh, there are arms and legs going in angles that they should not be going in. Because then, you know, the size of, like, a Smith machine. But I've got one leg kind of tucked underneath, and then I've got... It's almost like a human texture stain. It's just on an angle that do not look natural, but his muscles look good, so he is welcome.
If you're just tuning in right now, Chantel is not talking about sex positions. That is...
Oh, man, this is much more important. I can see you now hanging off the bench press, just upside down.
Again, we're not talking...
Oh, I love that. I love aspiring fitness model. Hashtag blessed.
Yeah. Yeah, washboard.
Oh, I judged. I'm not ashamed to say.
Yeah, I judged. I saw your face. You judged hard.
I judged.
Yeah.
Fitspo. Get off my Instagram.
And listen,
feed.
Mate, good on you for getting your body, but also sit down.
And let Chantel just have some glory. Yeah. Take some nice shots of Chantel.
Yeah.
All right, mate. Whoa. Hello, Kiani.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hey, now, nice name, Kiani.
Yeah, we were discussing
that. We were complimenting the name, and I'm about to name a child, so I'm just...
What are the origins of Kiani?
It's actually Hawaiian.
I thought it might have been.
It does sound Hawaiian.
Yes. Are you Hawaiian?
I'm actually not Hawaiian. My mum read it in a book when she was young.
Hey, I love that. Doesn't matter.
That's fine. That's I'm
good.
Not a motorbike.
No, you're not. I'm not a pilot. So, Kiani, which person are you in this situation? Do you have the photos taken or do you have to take them?
I'm actually the photo taker, but it's not for my partner. It's for a girl that I used to be friends with.
Did this break your friendship up?
So we used to go out all the time and I used to have to take all these photos. But one time we went to the casino, the Star Casino, and they've got the letters out the front.
Yes.
And she made me get on a random guy's shoulders just to take a photo of her with the A. And it gets worse. When the guy took me down, my stiletto actually snapped and we didn't even get to go inside. I had to go home.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
After that, I was like, no more photos, that's it.
Oh, my God. So this literally broke up a friendship.
Yeah, so at least she got her profile picture, but...
I love that. Kiani's laying on the ground bleeding. Did we get the shot? Do you look fit?
It's high stakes.
High stakes. It is. And you can't snatch them. And you know what? Take 57 shots.
Oh,
don't
always.
Just take one.
Always.
Take 57. And I know I'm going to be flicking and looking through, but I don't care. You take as many as your finger can do in that shot. And then give me the phone straight away. Don't start flicking through the pictures yourself. Take the pictures, then hand them to me.
Just rapid fire. I'll move.
I'll do the approval process.
Yes.
Not you. My husband tries to do the approval process.
No.
Give me the phone, idiot. As we know, a couple of days ago, it was Valentine's Day.
Yeah, and neither of us make a huge deal about it.
No, but, I mean, I did the... Well, it's a bit boring and stereotypical, but I said to my husband, I don't want anything. I don't believe in it. It's made up by Hallmark.
But please.
But secretly. And then he didn't get me anything at all, and I didn't even see him. And I'm like,
but you'd asked him to write a letter.
I did say it. He said, well, what do you want for Valentine's Day? And I said, just write me a nice letter.
And then he just didn't show up.
Nah.
He was MIA on Valentine's Day.
Didn't see him Valentine's Day. Yeah. There was no letter. There was nothing. nothing. No. And then last night I got home and I went into our bedroom and on the bed was a lovely bunch of roses that were orange and red, he said, because they remind him of fire.
Yes, like that's me. You.
I'm his fiery Italian wife.
Yes.
He likes that because my husband's quite slow. Not intellectually, just.
He's not intellectually. He's just
a barefoot surfer that meditates.
Yeah. He is a bloke.
He's a bloke. He's a man's man. And there was a card, and I thought, oh, it's the letter. He's written me a letter.
Yeah.
And I open the card up, and there's three sentences written in
it. Three sentences a letter does not make.
And I've got the card here, and I read you what he wrote. But I went out to him, and I held the card up, and I said, is this my letter? He goes, no, it's a bridging card.
A bridging card.
Yeah.
So all he had to do was write you a letter on Valentine's Day. Yeah. 2 days later, he has written you a bridging card for the letter that was due 2 days earlier.
Correct. Right. He said, this is a card to hold you over.
He's a brave man.
He goes, I didn't feel like I had enough time to write something with the quality that I want.
Well.
So you're getting a card to bridge you in the meantime. And then he got me some roses.
That's thoughtful.
And some soap. Babe, stop buying me soap.
Don't give soap.
I don't care if you spend $30 on it. I am not a senior citizen.
No, do you know who gives soap? Is your great auntie at Christmas.
It's really
to
nice
teenage boys.
French, like artisan, beautiful.
Oh, who cares? Don't give
but,
soap.
But he gives me soap every year and I hate it. And you know what else, Scott? I hate dark chocolate. I've hated dark chocolate for 16 years.
I'll pass it on this
and
way.
Every year I'll get a soap and a dark chocolate. Every
Does he
year.
Like dark chocolate?
Yes.
And does he like soap?
He does.
Yes.
He's against shower gel. He says you must use soap because shower gel is not good for you. You must always use soap. So he keeps buying these soaps. Anyway, here's the card. Here's the bridging card. Dear Emmy, Malef. That's the opening line.
Exactly what it says.
Dear Emmy, comma, Malef.
In case you were confused.
Happy Valentine's Day. Please accept this card as a gift of recognition. I can't even read it. Please accept this card and gift as recognition of my undying love for you. You've still got sparkle in my eyes. Love, Scott. First of all, let's start with, it sounds like he's written this at gunpoint.
Yes.
Please accept this card and gift as recognition of my undying
love.
Please accept this as recognition.
It's a beautiful card, Em, and you are holding him at gunpoint to write the card.
But I want to talk about the last sentence. You've still got the sparkle in my eyes like I lost it. Like my sparkle has gone into question. I am the sparkliest goddamn thing anyone has ever met. How dare you insinuate
that
my sparkle is in some way dimmed. I'm more sparkly than ever. I'm a 37-year-old mother of two in the prime of her life.
I thought you were 28.
I'm a 28-year-old woman. I'm in the best shape of my life. Who begs to differ? You know what I mean? Like, how dare he? He questioned the sparkle. So he's written at a gunpoint. He's questioned my sparkle. He's reminded himself that I'm his wife. Like, he's Borat. Like, I'm married to Borat.
My wife.
And so now I have to accept the bridging card.
Yep.
And the crap soap.
Hey, Scott.
I love you, baby.
You had a crack, mate.
I love you so
much.
You
had a crack.
You're such a good man. You're such a good man. But you're so... He wraps presents in newspaper. He wraps them in like they're fish and chips from the 80s.
It's like a hipster thing to do.
No, it's not. It's a slack thing to do.
Not with newspaper.
So I don't buy a newspaper. I love you, Scott, but do better.
I can help him. I'm a good letter writer. Me and him could, we could have a letter writing, like a creative writing class.
No, that's weird. I don't want you writing me a sexy letter.
I don't want to do that either.
I don't want you writing me a sexy letter.
No.
I want sexiness.
Okay.
I want a sexy letter.
I'm stepping away from this. I'm backing out.
I
don't want to get into
50
it.
50 Shades of yes, okay. Please. You know that's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about sexual. I'm talking about getting naked and reading the letter and the letter gets thrown inside. I'm not joking. That makes me so tired. The thought of that makes me exhausted.
I'm exhausted too. The air.